We've been waiting all morning for this because today is a very, very special day.
Yes.
It is. It's time for JJC's movie theater. Wait, morning show theater.
Not even, it's just John, Joe, and Courtney theater. And we have a very special subject where it is returning today where we act out a scene from a movie or TV show. Mm-hmm. But this will be original content today because...
Yes. It's made with AI.
No, you're still not getting to the point that John wanted you to get to, too. It's Alien Abduction Day.
Oh, yeah, it's National Alien Abduction Day.
Those are the words I was hoping for right from the very beginning.
You gotta tell them it's AI, though.
It is Alien Abduction Day. And we are using an AI script that Courtney generated. Do you remember what your prompt was for the AI for this script we are going to act out as we get abducted?
It was basically probed. Yes, we do get probed. I basically put about our show, how we want to get abducted, write a little short scene from a movie about this, and then I put, I don't want to give away any spoilers for the end, but I put some elements in there you might recognize, things that I like.
How are we doing this?
Are we ready for this now? Do we do we want to just go for it?
Why not?
You're narrating, right?
I'll do the narration. Okay. I've only got a couple parts in here, so I'll do the narration.
Okay. Yeah, I only have a couple lines, too. It's mostly just a big Courtney fest.
No.
She's playing the alien scientist. She's the alien.
Someone else can be the alien scientist.
She's the Courtney.
I'm the Courtney.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. You ready? Joe, you want to flip these first two lines?
I'll start it. Sure.
Because I'm the narrator.
Oh, right. True. Yep.
Okay, here we go.
So
you ready?
Hold on. Are we flipping our lines?
No, just the first two. Just those first two lines.
Okay, but it doesn't make any sense, right? Don't I have to be saying that's right for you?
Mm.
I don't understand
what
you're
doing.
Okay,
we'll just do it this
way. Just switch from narrator John to regular John.
I'll just switch my voice.
Yeah, go ahead. Go.
Okay, here we go. The studio buzzes with energy as John, Joe, and Courtney, three charismatic morning radio DJs, banter back and forth, their voices echoing through the airwaves. They're in the middle of a lively segment, cracking jokes and sharing funny anecdotes with their listeners. All right, folks, get ready for the craziest morning ride of your life. We've got the best tunes, the wackiest news, and of course, your daily dose of laughter.
That's right, Johnny. And you know what they say, laughter is the best medicine.
Oh, unless you're allergic to laughter, then it might be a problem.
Their laughter fills the studio, but suddenly, a strange pulsating light fills the room, and a low hum fills the air. The DJs exchange puzzled glances as the room begins to shake. Guys, is it just me, or is the studio shaking? Before they can react, a bright light envelops them. And they find themselves suspended in midair, surrounded by strange, otherworldly beings.
What the?
Greetings, Earthlings. We have traveled across the galaxies to study your species.
The DJs exchange bewildered looks as they try to comprehend the situation.
What's going on? Who are you?
We are the Zorblations, and we have been moderating your broadcasts. Your humor and charisma have intrigued us. We wish to study you further.
The Zorbladians whisk the DJs away in a flash of light, transporting them to their advanced alien spacecraft. The DJs find themselves strapped to an examination table as alien scientists buzz around them, running various tests and scans.
What are you doing to us?
Fear not, Earthlings. We mean you no harm. We are simply studying your genetic makeup.
That's you.
It is? Oh, after what feels like hours of probing and testing, the alien scientists gather around a monitor, analyzing the results.
Hey, don't stick that there. Oh, hey!
Fascinating. It appears that you three possess a unique genetic anomaly. You are part Zorblation.
The DJs exchange shock glances, trying to process this revelation. So, what does this mean?
It means that you are destined for greatness. You possess the qualities of leadership and entertainment that are highly valued on our planet.
Yeah, I realize I'm done with this because I don't have any more lines. This goes on forever. So listen, I'm just going to take a bathroom break. You guys go ahead and finish it up.
The Zorblacians crown John, Joe, and Courtney as the kings and queen of their planet, showering them with gifts and adoration.
Thank you, thank you.
You could throw something in there, Joe. You can ad lib a little, Joe. Ad lib. The DJs stand proudly at the helm of their new kingdom, overlooking a bustling cityscape filled with alien revelers. Woo! Welcome to the party planet! The DJs transform the planet into a massive radio station and event center where alien beings from across the galaxy gather to dance, laugh, and enjoy the best country music the universe has to offer.
Let's do shots!
As the scene fades to black, Luke Combs takes the stage.
What?
His music echoing through the alien streets as thousands of alien fans cheer him on.
Hey.
The DJs raise their glasses in a toast to their newfound home, knowing that their journey has only just begun.
I love Luke Combs.
Fade to black.
Wow.
Oh, that was wow. So funny.
Happy alien abduction
hey,
day.
Let me just say, you two must be exhausted. I didn't really do anything. I had like one line. That was it.
I wish someone else had taken the scientist because my throat hurts now.
No, it had to be you. That was like perfect.
Oh, my God. That was fun.
Yeah.
I love
so,
AI.
It's alien abduction day today on the calendar. If you've had an experience like that.
Oh, it's not going to beat that story.
We want to hear from you.
That's right.
Please.
Do your alien voice.
We would like to hear from you.
People of Earth.
And now we're done.
Oh, my throat hurts.
I was hoping we
Until the next episode!
Hey, well, Marty! JoJo Clarity Theater!